Hello, everybody. My name is Jeremy Chapman. I am the host of Desktop Deployment Jeopardy. So today we've got about 75 minutes of Jeopardy-style questions. We've probably got the smartest guys in the world in front, and the most handsome guys in the world.
And then the dumbest in the front in front of you.
And the most brain-dead guy on stage. I'm in a marketing role, so you got to forgive me. Okay, so from one side to the other, let's look at our scoreboard and who's on stage for a second. We've got Yoni, Kirsch, Chris Jackson.
Yeah, come on, louder! That's what I'm talking about.
Johan Arwood Mark.
Woo! I don't like that guy.
Curtis Sawin.
Sawin.
Oh, where is his hair? His hair is gone.
And all by his lonesome self, Michael Niehaus.
All right. Woo!
Cheater.
So this is Deployment Jeopardy. You've heard this song quite a few times already, so I'm going to skip it. Let's introduce our contestants and have them talk about themselves and what they do. All right. So our first gentleman here is the reigning champion. He's won the most Jeopardies,
That's
I believe.
Not true.
I think so, Chris. I think he
no,
has.
No, it's a tie.
Michael, why don't you introduce yourself and let everybody know what you do and why you're here.
I am Mike Niehaus. I'm a program manager on the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit team. That's pretty much what I do, OS deployment all the time.
All right. And there's a question mark under your name, so we're going to give you, like we do in the past, a pick of anyone in the audience. You can pick wisely.
Quinn!
Whoever you would like to join you on stage. Bearing in mind that you're probably a little bit weak on the app compat and office deployment side.
Quinn!
Yes, that's my worry. So who in the audience is willing to admit that they know anything about Office?
Quinn!
No
Jeez,
one.
That makes none of us.
All right. Hi, this is Quinn, and I'm really, really interested in volunteering.
Okay.
Was that Quinn?
If no one knows anything about Office, how about app compat?
Come
app
on,
compat.
Any my peeps?
Somebody, anybody.
I've had Aaron help me before.
That didn't work out so well.
That didn't work out so well.
But he is wearing his official The App Compat Guy shirt.
Yes, that will help.
So no one knows App Compat, no one knows Office.
Why is everybody here?
This is an Office session. You would think someone would show up who knows something about Office.
Okay.
Who's willing to stand up in front of the stage and make a fool out of themselves?
Yes! Green shirts.
We'll take the person with the green shirt.
We're going to call you. We're going to call you Wayne.
Lovely green shirt.
Okay.
All right. So, what is your name, sir?
Peter.
Sorry, what was your last name?
Nowak.
Peter Nowak. All right. We'll be joining Michael Niehaus, and please introduce yourself, Peter. Okay, so Peter, what is it that you do?
Are we going to mic him up or what?
I'm loud enough.
He's good.
I do nothing.
Is he tied to you now? Is he actually fastening that to himself? That's hilarious.
All right. I think Curtis has to take his mic back in a second.
Just tell me what to say.
Yeah, after we're done.
You can talk into Michael's chest. It will be okay. He doesn't mind.
I don't want to get to know you that well.
All right.
So I'm an IT manager for the University of North Carolina.
University of North Carolina, all right.
Woo!
Hey! North Carolinians out there.
And now you're famous.
All right, now, yes. I don't know. I won't guess. All right, so we've got Johan Arwood Mark and Curtis Sawin. And Curtis, this is a picture of you probably in New Jersey, right?
True.
So where's your hair?
He has a damn nice haircut.
Yes,
thank you.
That is why I paired them together. They match each other. You'll confuse them throughout the next hour.
It's going to go really well. It's going to go really well.
All right, so Curtis, why don't you introduce who you are and what you do?
Senior consultant with Microsoft, and I focus on Office compatibility. And I'm looking for a very below average performance, and I'd be patting myself on the back.
Wow, high hopes. Okay. Mr. Arwood Mark from Sweden.
My name is Johan, and I'm a deployment geek, and I'm using the stuff in the real world that he writes.
Wow, exactly how he writes it?
More or less.
Okay. All right, and on the far left of everybody in the audience, we've got Mr. Chris Jackson and Mr. Yoni Kirsch. Introduce yourself, Chris.
All right, I'm the worldwide lead for enterprise application compatibility on Windows and IE and Office.
Very nice.
Also, I am a very, very handsome man.
Not to mention noisy.
And everybody can tell that. And Mr. Yoni Kirsch.
I'm Yoni Kirsch. I'm a deployment consultant for Windows and Office deployment and compat from Australia. I work at Fast Track Technology.
Hey! All right, some Australians in the audience. Yes, indeed. Okay, so let's look at our round one categories. We have... Wait. Don't tell me.
Just tell me when to hit.
It's 2012, all products that have 2012 in the title that relate to deployment. Going Metro. And behold, the mighty Chris Jackson. I'm actually going to give our special guest, Peter, the right to choose the first question.
Do we give him a microphone yet?
I don't need one. I said.
He's going to shout into loud. Mike Niehaus's chest. The chest of task sequencing.
Here. The chest of task sequencing? Right.
Yes. The heart of task sequencing.
The heart of deployment.
We'll start with it's 2012 for 100.
It's 2012 for 100. System Center Configuration Manager 2012 RTM supports four builds of SQL Server. Name one along with the service pack number and cumulative update number that you need.
Your buzzer's not really working so much.
Why is the buzzer not working? It was working before.
That's running on a Mac, isn't it?
Oh, is it on Yoni.
What is SQL Server 2008 Service Pack 2 with Cumulative Update 6?
Service Pack 2 with Cumulative Update 6.
Nope.
I'm not going to
take that.
No. Okay. Reset the board, Mitch. Sorry, I'm also joined by the lovely Mitch Jarvis on stage.
Mike.
And Bruce.
SQL Server 2008 R2 SP1 Cumulative Update 6.
Cumulative Update 6.
It was 4 initially. They updated the web page a few weeks ago. It's now 6.
April 6th.
Yes, okay.
What kind of job do you have? You can just scan web pages for those changes.
So Michael starts the board with 100 points. Go ahead and pick the next question, Michael.
Going Metro for 100.
Going Metro for 100. This DISM command adds a provisioned LOB hint no license appX app to a Windows image.
Johann and Curtis.
Command to skip the license is actually slash skip license to the
That's fine, command, but I need the rest of it, Johan.
The entire string to provisioning an app?
An appX app.
We did that yesterday in the alumni lounge.
Okay. He did it yesterday. You might have blogged about it.
Is it online?
Yeah, right. That speaks well to your sessions that even you can't remember what you talked about.
No, it's not a session. It was during a break. I don't remember if it was add applications or add packages. One of them. I don't remember the full syntax.
Okay, anybody else? Michael.
I'll guess.
Okay.
DISM /online/ add appX package/package and then the path /skip license or something along those lines.
You're super close, and I'll let the audience decide if you'll get it.
That's right.
He forgot the provisioned word. Do you want to give it to him or not?
No,
cheer if you want to give it to him.
Ooh.
All right. He indeed gets it. All right. So we're going to go back to our game board.
Come on, you just typed help in PowerShell.
I wrote the MDT script that executes that command.
Yes. All right. So MDT does add the appX packages. That's a good thing to know. All right.
It does.
Update one,
so,
yeah.
So, you now also get to choose the next section or question.
If that was the $100 question, I'm worried about that category. Wait, don't tell me for 100.
This core utility for imaging is deprecated in Windows 8 ADK, and its functionality was added to this tool. Michael.
What is ImageX and DISM?
You are correct. All right. Michael is commanding with 300 points to zero. We will miss your short command lines, ImageX. All right. So you still have control of the board, Michael.
Wait, don't tell me for 200.
These are the tools and commands needed to install PowerShell support in Windows PE. Michael.
The tools would just be the ADK, which contains Windows PE and DISM.
Okay, and the components that we're actually inserting or injecting with DISM commands?
The components would be WinPE NetFX and WinPE PowerShell.
We'd like to hear the full command lines, please. That's what the question says.
It is. I'm going to show the full command lines.
It's like /image:\path\mounted\image/add package/package path or something close to that.
Another for one. For NetFX and for what else?
NetFX and PowerShell.
And PowerShell. Okay. I will again let the audience decide if you are correct. Clap if that's okay.
Whoa!
All right. You don't get it. But you still have control of the board. Are you actually minusing scores this time, Mitch?
Sure.
A new dynamic. We're minusing scores for incorrect answers this time. This is new to Jeopardy if you guys have watched before.
But only for Michael.
No, for everybody. All right. So, Michael, you still have control of the board.
Behold the mighty Chris Jackson for 100.
Hey.
Wow, that's very brave of you. Okay. This registry key and D word value may be used to block installation of IE9.
No.
I believe I got this from your blog. Somewhere.
Yes, no, I reversed it and copied and pasted. I've never typed that in my life.
Anyone? Anyone? Anyone want to give it a try? No? Okay, what is? It's in the local machine registry. Software Microsoft Internet Explorer setup and do not allow IE9.0=1. All right, that means that Michael still has control of the board.
Wait, don't tell me for 300.
Wait, don't tell me for 300. In Windows 8, you no longer have to use this setting to reset the Windows product activation clock when you run sysprep.
Chris Simeone.
Wow, that one just fell right out of my head. What is SLMGR/rearm?
No.
For Windows?
No, it's close. It has the word rearm in it. Reset the clock. I think Michael's trying to buzz in. Oh, it's Johan and Curtis.
If it's the under 10 XML file, it could possibly be the rearm equals true thing.
The rearm equals true thing. You are a man of precision.
No. Anybody else? It takes a pretty normal deployment tool syntax.
What is skip rearm?
Skip rearm is correct. All right. So in Windows 8, the skip rearm setting is used to specify Windows licensing state. If you specify a product key, Windows is automatically activated, and you can run this sysprep command an unlimited number of times now. So you don't have that three strikes, you're out. People should be cheering about this, I think, hopefully.
Hey!
No longer a limit to sysprepping. People have been asking for that for years. All right. So that means that Michael has control of the board and a commanding lead of 400 to -400 to the other two teams. In fact, I will show the board of scores. There we are. All right. Is anybody's game still at this point? We don't kick anybody out after round one if you're negative. All right. Sorry, Mitch. Okay, so you have control of the board still, Michael.
Wait, don't tell me for 400.
Wait, don't tell me for 400. Windows 8 x64 includes Hyper-V support. And this sysinternals tool can be used to test for required SLAT support.
Michael.
I talked about it in the session yesterday, and in my session, I couldn't remember if it was core info or proc info, so I had to make a guess. I'll say core info.
In which version?
Which version? The latest one that's on the website.
The latest one. I'll take the latest one. It is core info version 3. The outputs that you're looking for an Intel machine are the EPT output, and for AMD machines are the other output, MP output. All right. MPT, sorry. Okay, so that means, Michael, you still have control of the board and a commanding 800 to negative 400 across the board lead.
Wait, don't tell me for 500.
Wait, don't tell me for 500. In Windows 8, this unattend.xml setting must be added to an existing unattend file to skip Microsoft ID login. Michael.
What is hide online account screen?
No. Sorry, it hurt me as much as it hurt you. Anyone else? You got the hide part right.
It's close, so it's hide online user account or something.
Hide online user account. Actually, I don't remember off the top of my head, but it's hide online account screens. Actually, Mike had it right. I thought you were
right.
You had it right. My bad. Wow.
Give me my points back.
You get your points. He gets his points back. Hide online account screens is correct. Sorry about that, guys. Okay, that means, Mike, you still have control of the board and a commanding lead of 1,300 to 400 negative on both teams.
It's 2012 for 200.
It's 2012 for 200. All right. It's a daily double, so you've got $1,300 to wager.
All of it!
I'll do 500.
So 500. The answer is, there are several new switches in WDS Util in Windows 8. Name two.
No idea.
You're not able to answer right now, Chris.
I don't know any.
You don't know any. All right.
And
so
it's not Windows 8. It's Windows 2012.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh.
What is WDS Util is not available on Windows 8.
Wow. All right. Well, I would hit escape and edit that slide, but then I'd expose another question.
Minus 500 points for Jeremy.
Okay. So my apologies for getting the wrong version number to the Windows Server team. Okay. So the two answers are, or of the two that you could have gotten, get metadata, set metadata, and add driver group, remove driver group filter, and set driver group filter. Very important commands. All right. So that means you still have control of the board, but you don't have as commanding of a lead with 800 to negative 400.
It's 2012 for 300.
It's 2012 for 300. In MDT 2012, this setting can be added to custom settings.ini to remove Windows Explorer and the taskbar from view while executing the task sequence. Yes? Michael.
Sorry. What is hide shell and disable task MGR?
I will take just the hide shell equals yes. But yes, that's correct. All right, so you get the points, and you get to pick the next question. So this is another one that people have been asking for how many years? Is Rod Trent in the room? No, okay. This is something else where I can basically hide all usability of the taskbar and those types of features while the task sequence is running, in case that happens while a user is actually on the box while you're doing a production deployment, which isn't always the case unless you work for Microsoft. All right. So it's Michael's turn to pick again. He is up 1,100 to 400 negative for both teams. Go ahead.
Behold the mighty Chris Jackson for 200.
Ooh, here we go.
Very charitable Michael Niehaus, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, it's a daily double.
All of it.
And it's an app-compat question. You can wager a dollar if you would
like. I will wager all of Michael's money on this question.
Excellent strategy.
A daily double app-compat question. I'll do 100.
Or $100. This is actually an easy one. These in the app-compat toolkit 6.0 gather compatibility information. They are installed on computers for the purpose of compatibility testing for applications on the version of Windows that you want to deploy to.
What's the word that they gave to those?
You might even know this one, Mitch. Shall we open this one up for 100 points only to one of the flailing teams?
On a 200-point question? That seems pretty fair.
Okay, let's do that. I'll open it up to Mr. Chris Jackson because he buzzed in.
Oh, you're just handing it to me?
We're calling an audible.
You are the AbCombat guy. I wouldn't want to steal your thunder.
You gave a session on this, I think, this week, Chris. So you should...
That was yesterday! Oh, okay. I can tell all the internals of them. What do you want, the actual name for what's installed? What is the name you're looking for?
I want the name of that thing, and it also is a form of music.
You can sing the answer.
What is the whole package called?
Is it the same as in AppCompat 5?
No, it's not. They're not compatibility evaluators anymore. It's a down-level install, and it actually leverages PCA to monitor all of that and has all of the events. I can tell you all of the events.
But what's the name of it? Come on. You can do it.
I don't know. You told me to buzz. I thought you knew.
All right. It's the Runtime Analyst Package.
That's not actually what it's called.
That's what it's called.
No, it's not. You want me to fire it up?
That's what it's called.
No!
It's called the wrap. It is.
And that's not really music.
We can bring in Mark.
Is Mark here? What's it called, Mark? What's the package called?
The package is called the Runtime Analysis Package.
Is that ever exposed in the UI?
Yes. Yes, it is. See? Yeah. Right.
Behold the mighty Chris Jackson.
All right, so let's look at our scores.
Are you all beholding?
We're doing better.
Okay, so.
We are second.
Still anybody's game at this point? All right.
But mostly Michael's.
I will give Michael the option to pick the next category.
We'll keep going to see if Chris can embarrass
him. Can I ever redeem myself?
Behold the mighty Chris Jackson for 300.
Okay, Program Compatibility Assistant is a useful tool in Windows which should not necessarily be disabled by default. It triggers actions based on these types of events. Name five.
Chris Jackson.
All right, so we have some of the ones from Vista that we inherited. So we have the setup failure, which is PCA scenario number one. We have the upgrader failure. I don't remember what we called that specifically, but it detects when you get these status elevation required. We have fault-tolerant heap actually uses PCA for that. We have two more, huh?
No, seven more. We need the extra
$2,000. Oh, you want the extra $2,000. can I do Windows 8 ones?
That's fine.
So new for Windows 8, we actually detect if you start an exit right away as potential for a hard-coded version check that was new that we added.
Okay.
We have control panels. If you launch a control panel applet, we always ask you every single time.
Okay.
We have, now we're getting really into grungy stuff. That's fine. I can't do 10, so why not waste their time?
I'm going to give it to the mighty Chris Jackson. Here are all the things that we have. He's named most of them, so we're half of them.
Hold on a second. No, he didn't. Exit's not on that list.
What's that? What's not on that list? That's a new for Windows 8. Are you really going to challenge me on this one?
I'm giving you the new for Windows 8 one because I trust you.
Mark?
Yes. The Emperor has spoken. All right. So we're going to give him those points, and he's now got control of the board.
Behold the mightier, now less humiliated Chris Jackson, though still humbled for 400.
All right, it's a daily double.
All of it.
And you have minus 200.
Whatever you'll let me do.
I will let you wager.
1,000, I'll wager all of Michael's money.
I will let you wager 500.
Done.
All right. Okay, so
you can't do worse than terrible.
This one.
The answer is.
Ah, yes.
It's an easy one.
April 8th, 2014.
Let me read the question. This is the Windows XP and Office 2003 end of support date.
What already... is April 8th, 2014?
No, I'm good. Okay, so what is April 8th, 2014? All right, so that is a triumphant moment because now you earn positive points, Mr. Jackson and Mr. Kirsch. Okay, so now you've got control of the board as well, Yoni and Chris. Go ahead.
Behold the still humbled Chris Jackson for 500.
Okay. This meta tag applies to rendering mode. Okay.
Can you please clarify upon which browser I need to answer that rendering mode for? The answer is it will apply the latest. So on IE8, it would give you 8. On IE9, it would give you 9. On IE10, it will give you 10. It should never be used in production.
I will give you that. Correct. The latest standards, and they should almost never be used in production. All right. So now he is coming
mighty again
on the scores.
Just write mighty in there.
Look at that. It's a very close game now. You're within 200 points of Michael.
Yeah, we're not doing
all right.
So
well. No. Okay, Chris Jackson, you have control of the board. Chris and Yoni.
Going Metro for 500.
Ooh. Stefani, Joanne, Angelina, Germanata.
Mike. I have no idea. Stefani.
It is an answer to a question.
Angelina Germanata. Someone's children's name. The question is who? And what does it have to do with anything that we're here to talk about?
It is the red herring question that we have trademarked as part of Deployment Jeopardy. That was Chris.
Who are all of the girls that Justin Bieber has dated?
This one actually has nothing to do with Justin Bieber. Anybody else? I know that you know this one, Johan.
Did it? Dove stop?
Anybody? No? What is Lady Gaga's real name? Oh.
Close enough.
I'm so glad I did not get
it. All right, so Chris. Chris, you still have control of the board.
He just lost all that money, by the way.
That's okay. We still have beer, my friend. What is going Metro for 400?
We took half of Mike's money. All
right. This user's file controls what is displayed in the Windows 8 start screen. Michael.
What is layout.bin?
No. Anyone else? It is in users, or at users, app data, local, Microsoft, and it has a name.
Wayne.
Wayne. You're not buzzing in, so I want minus points for that one. It is indeed, because everybody wants to know how I customize the start menu tiles, right? It is indeed this apps folder dot item data hyphen MS, which
super
you cannot modify.
Super customizable. Thank God you pointed that out so they can start doing that.
People want to know where the tile information is coming from, and this is it. All right, so there's no supported way to customize that.
When you sysprep, it creates a layout.bin.
When you sysprep, it creates a layout.bin.
That's the exported file, which you, then, in theory, you can import. We just haven't described how to do that yet.
So okay. It doesn't count. Shall we give him some points for that
no.
answer?
No.
Yes. I actually like Michael's answer more than mine. Okay. That means that was for $400, right? All right, so you get 400. Now
answered
you got control
on
of the board.
It's 2012 for 400.
It's 2012 for 400. MDT adds the ability to apply local group policy as part of a task sequence based deployment, and these new custom settings that INI controls can be used to define which GPO is applied and whether the feature is enabled.
Johan Curtis.
The GPO package path, and then the folder name of the template, and apply GPO packs equals no if you really don't want the feature.
I will take that. So, yes, GPO pack. And the outfitter path, and apply GPO pack, yes or no. I have to stress, since I'm in the office team, there is no office support inside of this tool for the default GPOs that you added. Why,
Slackers.
Michael?
That one was Ben's responsibility, so that's why I don't know the parameters either. He did that.
No love from Ben Hunter. Okay, so now we are back to the game board, and now Johan back to zero. Let me show the game board now that we have some different scoring going at foot. We've got Michael at 900, Johan and Curtis at zero, and Yoni and Chris at 300. So, Johan and Curtis, you have control of the board.
2012 for 500.
This configuration manager, and mind you, that I will not take the name of the old one.
Ooh. I only know the old one.
What is cmtrace.exe?
That is correct. What is cmtrace.exe? All right. And you've got control of the board again.
Going Metro for 200.
Going Metro for 200. To enable sideloading of AppX apps in Windows 8, this group policy setting must be enabled. Anyone? Bueller?
We enabled this yesterday, too.
I know what developers have to do.
You can give me the registry key, too. Either one will I will take.
The oddity is I did it yesterday in my session without that GPO set, and it worked.
So the answer is, what is nothing?
That sounds like a bug.
It begins with allow.
What's that?
It begins with allow.
It begins with allow. I will let the audience vote if you can have points for that because you're at zero. Allow all trusted applications. All right, we're going to give Johan the points for that and give him control of the board.
Pity points.
Oh, jeez.
That was a 200, I believe. Yes. Okay, well, so you're probably going to take this 300.
Yeah.
All right. These are functions performed by this command in PowerShell.
Mike.
Michael.
It installs my app for the current user while also installing the WinJS dependency.
I will take that. Signing certificate, and the app package. All right. So that concludes our first round of Jeopardy. So that means we can go to our first break. Hopefully this link is correct. No. Eek. I've got one bug in my Jeopardy board. Okay. So we're going to take a commercial break and start off with round two after this. I need audio pumped up a little bit in the back, guys.
And I'm 7. Daddy bought me this computer, but it has Windows XP. I already put all my pictures on. Windows XP is older than me. Let's move everything to Windows 7. All I have to do is click on this. Now everything is going to install everything like magic. All my pictures come back like magic. I'm a PC, and now I'm 7. Yes!
And yes, and once we do have general availability of Windows 8, I will update that video to the new version. Okay.
Hi, my name is Ethan, and I'm 8. Every time my friends saw I could install Windows 7, they keep on calling me. Have time. One day in the bath, I had this idea. What if my friends could install their own Windows 7? So I came up with UDI. All I could do was open up config manager, build a task. Now I just have to use the UDI wizard. All I have to do is advertise the task sequence. Now my users can install Windows 7 when they want. I'm a PC. Windows 7 was my idea.
7 is my idea!
All right.
Jeremy's.
Okay. So now we're heading into round two, but we'll take a little quick break with our contestants, talk about their hobbies. So let's see what our deployment gurus do in their spare time. So we'll begin with
I don't
the beloved
the
Chris Jackson, who is not only our app compat guy, but also a Las Vegas performer. And boy, is he ripped.
How did you get that picture of me?
And of course, we've got Johan Arwoodmark. That's great. This is a picture that actually Johan built, I think, that I found somewhere online.
Yeah, for the deployment bunny site, and the bunny's over there.
Yes. The deployment bunny is in the front of the room. Michael Nystrom, everybody. Okay. So he's a deployment bunny in his spare time. And we've got Yoni Kirsch, who's actually Launchpad McQuack in his spare time. He's a pilot, as you might know if you've been to the office booth. And we got Curtis Awin, who's a practicing cannibal of his children. All right. And finally, Mr. Michael Niehaus. Everybody might have assumed this in the past, but it's confirmed here today, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Niehaus. Behind Eeyore.
Okay.
It's the wrong task, naturally. All right. Okay, so let's go into Double Jeopardy, where the points are doubled, as the name implies. So our categories are Building Windows 8, The Curtis and Yoni Show, questions about Office compatibility and deployment. We also have Greatest Hits Volume 2. These are the best of questions from Jeopardy's past. And O-Box 365, questions
dirty.
About Office 365.
You better know that one.
We'll see.
All right, everybody will know all of these ones. This is a more Office round, since Quinn's in the audience. All right, so let us start with the lowest scoring team, who at this point is Johan and Curtis. You have control of the board.
The Curtis Show for 200.
Hey, settle down.
The Yoni Show for 200.
I'm buzzing in on every single one of these, just so you know.
All right. This would be the exact config.xml syntax to set Office 2007 or 2010 setup to no display, no installation, complete screen, remove install dialogues, accept the licensing agreement, and really, really avoid the reboot.
What is greater than configuration space product equals pro plus smaller than greater than sorry?
Just answered the question.
So we need to have display level equals none. We need to have completion notice equals no. We need to have really suppress equals yes. We need to have accept EULAR equals yes in there and some other stuff.
There's one more thing that I note that we couldn't get to work on the Office 365 unattended installation that I'd like you to say.
Really? You'd like me to say that, would you?
Yes, it would be very model of you.
We want display level equals none.
Oh, you were so close. I even gave you a clue. You needed the suppress modal, but I'm going to give the audience the chance to vote on this one.
Come on, give us that.
Right. We give it to him? All right. That means that you now have control of the board, Yoni, and you can pick your own category if you'd like.
We'll take the Curtis and Yoni Show for 400.
I'm dozen.
All right. The installation of this Office patch is probably an understatement of what it is, will force in the installation of SharePoint Workspace by default.
What is Office 2010 Service Pack 1?
That is correct. Yes. What is Office 2010 Service Pack 1?
Write letters.
Word.
You should see what he actually removed from that picture.
If you see the little white box, I had to remove the profanity.
It has the word yo in it at some point, I believe.
And some other word. All right. So that means you still have control of the board.
The Yoni Show for 600.
Dare you.
The Yoni Show for 600. This Office utility is launched with the command setup.exe/admin.
What is the Office customization tool?
What is the Office customization tool?
Really?
All right. All right. That's not too bad. So, look at this ketchup.
Oh.
Not bad at all. This is going to be a close race.
The show formerly known as the Curtis Show.
I'm having a good feeling that Curtis will get this one. All right. So, for 800. This would be the exact config XML syntax. I don't want to display that question. Hold on.
Yeah. No, no, no. We can answer that.
We totally have that question.
I found a bug in my 150-slide PowerPoint deck. Let me see. I'm not going to do that question, though. So let me go back. We'll go back and we'll pick another one.
All right.
You want to do 1,000?
All right. Let's do it.
All right. There are 50 languages available with Office 2010 proofing tools. If you want to automate installation of less than 10 custom languages, this is how one would customize config XML. And you can just kind of verbally state the rough thing that you would do.
So what is, you would add the multi-language pack into your Office installation media as we demonstrated yesterday, but with the multi-language pack.
We're talking about proofing tools here.
Oh, sorry, we're talking about proofing tools. So you would call the proofing tool installations. You would customize the proofkit, the config.xml file in the proofkit.ww folder. And you would need to set each of the language IDs for the languages that you wanted to install to be local and the ones that you didn't want to install to be absent.
That is correct. So you have to actually have the option state of the proofing tools, and you have to, for every single one you don't want to install, put in option state is absent for that proofing tool. That's
who
close enough.
Who writes this stuff, monkeys?
Very good. So I'm going to go back, now that I'm this deep in the deck, I'm going to go back to the $800 question because I can do that somewhat elegantly from the slide I'm in. Ah, all right.
Somewhat elegantly.
This configuration parameter is used in this tool component, and I need the whole title of it. Source path template equals star backslash star. You can read it. Go ahead. I need the whole thing, though.
Go ahead. Who?
Who are you talking to? Who hit the button?
Okay. Michael.
Oh. The Office Migration Planning Manager.
And what part of that?
All right.
I'm doing good to remember that much. What part of it?
Let me try this again.
It's the scanning tool, but I don't know what the scanning tool is named.
Nope. I'm not going to give it to you. All right. That was for 800.
Can I try this?
Anybody
one?
Else?
Let's reset. Let me try. Hold on. I'll try. I don't know.
Okay.
Go on.
Yeah, in the OMPM tool, the ofc.ini file.
That is correct. And, more importantly, the name fits on the side of a bus. The Office File Converter portion. All right. OFC.
Ah.
So you get that. That means that you get 800. Let's look at our scoreboard. Ooh, it's a close game. Michael at 700, Johan and Curtis at 1,000. Yoni and Chris at 2,500. Could be anybody's game still. All right. Back to our game board.
And all the questions.
Which is here.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
What do you think?
Great. So that means that...
Greatest Hits Volume 2 for 200.
Greatest
Please.
Hits Volume Coward. 2 for 200. This command line syntax to add an application, for example, Office...
Pretty sure we know.
To deploy work entry of PowerShell. This is a long one. I want the whole PowerShell command line syntax for...
I want the whole
did we buzz that one, did
yes,
we?
Yes, we buzzed that one.
Thanks, Chris.
Because you're so smart.
Thanks, Chris.
Exactly.
I'm going to guess at it, because we've buzzed in now. what is add-application/... No, you got me.
Sorry. Johan and Curtis.
The commandlet is add MDT application. Then you need to specify the source. So probably packet source or packet path. Specify the name. You need to specify the short name. You need to specify the working directory. And you need to say enable.
Let's give it to him.
All right.
No,
I bet you
Mike can
give me the exact PowerShell syntax, but I'll leave it up to the audience again on this one.
Give it to him.
Oh, come on. You do some stuff.
Shall we give it to Johan? All right.
Bald guys cheat.
All right. So the game board's still open, and Johan has control.
Same one, 400.
Deal.
Same one, 400. This SDDL string describes the permissions of this important deployment file.
Where's Aaron?
And you can use phone a friend if you would like to on this one.
Chris and Yoni.
Yeah, Chris and Yoni, do you want to phone a friend?
My friend Aaron.
Aaron, do you have a command shell open with cackles running?
Right. I don't know.
I can figure out the SDDL, but I don't know what file we go to. So
decode the SDDL, we'll reverse it.
You've got 10 seconds.
Okay, it's giving full control to some service account, you know, some service, that's the S1580. Built-in administrators has read-only, system has read-only, built-in users has read-only.
So Windows Update?
No.
Just buzz it. We'll have to guess.
Probably, no. Okay.
Do you have so a guess?
Probably,
I'm going to
assume that's trusted installer is the service.
Yeah. So what?
I'm not sure
what
EAC is.
Are any really
it's a very
really important
heavily
file,
used
so
deployment file.
Which one?
Those are the permissions on tons of stuff under the Windows and System 32 folders.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll say explore.exe.
I was actually looking for msiexec.exe.
Very good.
Same.
But. But you said trusted installer, so I'm going to leave it up to the audience again to vote whether or not he can have it, because he did actually name all the different services. Anyone?
Lucy Cross.
Yeah!
All right.
Garrett has his own bin for that. I don't know why. I feel like I'm stealing his points.
Wow, look at
give
that.
Aaron a bin.
What a the turning of the tables. Michael's at 700, Johan and Curtis at 1200, and
Michael
Yoni
sucks.
And Chris at 27. Still anybody's game. All right, so that means that whoever called, it was Yoni, I guess, and Chris who called Aaron for that one. Okay, go ahead.
What do you want?
Greatest Hits Volume 2 for 1,000.
Oh, wow. It's a video game. How much do you want to wager?
All of it.
For all of it. For all of it.
Don't do that. 500.
Do you want to do 500 or all of it? The crowd wants all of it.
Go.
All of it. Okay, here we go. Video Daily Double. Everybody be quiet.
Hi, this is Bill from Windows App Compat. You can use this shim to fix applications that unshim themselves or have a dynamically created function pointer.
It's a double jeopardy, and you don't need to find it. It's Daily Double. You don't need to buzz in. Go ahead.
What is shim via EAT?
What is shim via EAT is correct. Wow, what a command lead you got now. I would like not answer any more questions from here on out if I were you. There's some strategy you can use. Okay, so you've got control of the board.
Greatest Hits Volume 2 for 800.
For 800.
What is the name of the command line tools for BIOS configuration utilities from the vendors HP, Lenovo, and Dell?
Anybody?
I'm holding it up.
You can use phone a friend who's in the front row of the other one.
The HP is the BIOS configuration XE tool, and Dell is using their CCTK kit, and Lenovo's, I should remember.
No, you may not help him. You cannot be the phone-a-friend.
No, you were able to phone a friend, Chris. Phone your friend, Johan.
Lenovo is just using WMI. I have a bunch of VB scripts that do the BIOS configuration.
You said WMI?
Yeah, through WMI.
I will give that to you. Hey. Johan gets it. All right.
Well played.
Well played, sir. Okay, let's look at the scores really quick before we go back. It's 2,000 for Johan and Curtis, 5,400 for Yoni and Chris, and 700 for Mr. Niehaus. All right.
Let's finalize that one. Greatest Hits.
600. The setup backlog circle of life includes these folder locations.
Mike.
Michael.
What is X dollar sign Windows tilde BT C dollar sign Windows tilde BT C Windows Panther C Windows Panther unattend GC?
The first ones were not correct.
Yeah.
The first ones were not correct.
Dollar sign Windows tilde BT zero backslash sources Panther.
I'm intended to give it to him. Dollar sign Windows PC BT sources Panther. Let's do it. You got it. All right, so you got control of the board, Michael, and there are two categories untouched.
Which should I go to? Building Windows 8 for 200.
Building Windows 8 for 200. Catalog files are no longer part of Windows 8 media, but you can use this to build them. Go ahead.
What is the Windows System Image Manager?
That is correct. Windows System Image Manager. Mr. Niehaus catching up with 1,500 to 2,000 to 5,400. All right, you got control of the board again, Michael.
Building Windows 8 for 400.
In Windows 8, checks for DW major version and minor version will produce these results. Michael.
What is 6 and 2?
That is correct. What are 6 and 2? All right, so Windows 8 is actually version 6.2.
Building Windows 8 for 600.
Building Windows 8 for 600. On UEFI systems, you can use... Okay.
With the B option in this file to create a bootable ISO without prompt.
With the dash B option, you can create a bootable ISO file without prompting for the press any key that everybody's used to when you insert optical media, for example.
It sounds like a statement. Why is there a question that goes with that?
That's the answer to a question.
Oh,
no,
and
with,
this file.
With this file. With which file?
And this file. What is EFISys.bin?
EFISys.bin? No yes, prompt. No prompt.bin, but we'll give it to him. Okay.
That's a totally different name.
SAFI in it.
He didn't even get half of the letters in the full name. And you'll give it to him?
I want to make the game exciting. He's up to 2,500 now, Mr. Jackson.
How is it exciting? It's cheating.
I let you ask Aaron for the last answer. Come on. At least be fair. All right.
He can ask Aaron. Aaron, what's the answer to that last question?
Okay, Michael, you've got control still.
Building Windows 8 for 800.
For 800. Running the following commands in Windows 8 will enable this.
Michael.
What is refresh my PC and reset my PC?
That's close enough. Yes, refresh your PC image. And that's what it does. So it basically enables that refresh back to a customized image on that system using the inbox controls for Windows 8.
Yes, I got an exam question right today.
You got one right. Yes, good job, Mitch. Okay, so you got the points. And wow, look at the scoring now. It's getting closer. We have Michael with 3,300, Johan and Curtis with 2,000, and Yoni and Chris with 5,400. Still a very close race. All right. So I'm guessing you're going to take it for 1,000.
Let's finish out the row.
All right. While much prettier and touch-enabled, the dual boot process in Windows 8 is less efficient when selecting legacy, other architecture, or boot to VHD configured operating systems because of this.
Michael.
I didn't push the button. I was still reading the question.
You buzzed.
Maybe you should hold that. Because of this, while much prettier, because it requires using touch or...
You're pretty,
touch or a mouse?
You're pretty close. Okay, I think I'm going to give that to you just because you're... A little bit trailing, but it actually is because
what?
Of that.
It's not the right answer, but you're not winning, so you can have it.
No, the rationale for this was to enable touch, so he's right on that account. Basically, you got to load all the stuff to enable touch to get to the boot selection menu. Then when you select something like Windows Vista or boot to VHD environment or some other architecture, it's got to completely reboot the system and back into the new one.
And this is the same as because it's prettier?
It's prettier and touch enabled, yes.
Of course.
All right, so let's look at our scores. Michael, 4,300. Johan and Curtis, 2,000. And Yoni and Chris with 5,400. So I'm going to be recruiting for a bodyguard for Mr. Chris Jackson after the show. Any large gentleman would like to help me out there. All right. So the very last category that for some reason hasn't been selected quite yet.
It sounds too dirty.
It's Office 365. It's an Xbox parody.
Oh.
I get it.
Now we get it.
It's not a new name for anything. It's a name for a Jeopardy category.
But why?
All right. So I will give Michael control of the board. 200 or more.
Roblox 365 for 1,000.
Or 1,000. Setting up Identity Federation with Office 365 will require at least this many servers, physical or virtual, to run on-premise. And these are their roles. And I'm not looking for one Hyper-V host with three VMs in it.
You're talking about how many servers that would be required?
Yep. And what do they do?
What is two? And at least one of them should be a domain controller. And you need two ADFS role servers as well.
Anything else?
You would want to have one of them, the domain controller, configured with DirSync as well as a backup. So that you can have all your cloud IDs and roles pushed into your, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Come on.
And because it's prettier.
It's prettier. It's touch enabled.
I've been giving Michael a break on this, but actually there's one part of that answer that wasn't correct. It is three. But he said two, but he enumerated the roles and what they do correctly.
Well, you do need a domain controller.
The domain controller you shouldn't be installing DirSync on. You should just do it on a domain joined machine and not the domain controller itself.
Oh, that's all right.
But I will let the
put
audience
on the other
vote. Does he get it?
Then.
I don't know. That sounded about 50-50. Raise your hands if they should get it right.
Remember, they're winning.
Raise your hands if they should get it wrong.
No, that was less.
That was more, so they get it wrong. All right.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Wait,
I named all the roles.
I counted. We can double the count again. Right? Wrong.
There we go.
You're losing support.
All right.
You're ahead.
We're going back, but what an exciting game it is now because...
Whoa!
4,300. For Michael, 2,000 for Johan and Curtis.
That is such crap.
He did tell you not to start answering.
All right, so there are four left, and I'm going to charitably give the board and the selection to Yoni and Chris.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Jeremy. Which one do you want? You pick.
I want to punch Michael is what I want to do.
Hey, he did not give it to us. Mike probably would have given it to us, I reckon. Mike?
Michael, what do you know about Jeremy? What dark secret do you have that you're using?
We'll take the $800
one. $800
one.
All right, here we go. This is how often in days the Office Pro Plus subscription client calls the activation service.
What is 14? What is 7?
You know what? You're one day off, so I'm going to give it to you. It's actually 15. It might be 14 in February, so I'll give it to you.
In Australia, it's 14 because we're a day ahead of you.
Yeah, okay.
We'll go with that.
And I don't want any death threats when I get home. All right, so that leaves you with the ownership of the category and a lead of 5,200 over 4,300 for Michael. Go ahead.
Let's go back around the front to the $200 one.
$200. OSA UI stands for this.
That's the $200 question? Good.
That is the $200 question, and it also does not fit on the side of a bus.
Office sucks.
All right, your mic's on.
It's not Office Sucks. Anybody? Anybody in the audience? Nobody? Anybody from the Office team in the audience? No? Okay. It is the Office Startup Assistant User Interface. I would have thought that you would have at least guessed User Interface as part of the UI. All right. You still have control of the board. There are two questions left, Yoni and Chris.
What is annoying could also be the...
Oh, box for 400.
For 400. Word and PowerPoint web apps render files on the server side and send rendering instructions based on this language to, if the browser has Silverlight enabled.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wondered. I saw Word.
Chris and Yoni.
XAML.
XAML is correct. Yes. You get the question correct. That means that you are...
Oh, make them vote on it. Maybe we'll give Michael those points.
Shall I remind you that you're in the lead right now, Chris? You bitter, bitter man. All right, one question left, and I will click that myself. Okay, so this PowerShell commandlet get MSOL account SKU performs this function. You almost strategically don't want to buzz in if you're not quite sure, because you're at the very last question of the game.
I mean, there is an obvious answer, right?
It gets the Microsoft Online Account SKU.
Kinda. You want a non-answer.
We kind of have to have some words with someone if that's not what it did. Who named it?
I have no idea who named it. I'll just call this a non-answer so we can go in with you have the lead, but it's the feature and license rights for assignment with Office 365. That's when you're managing the users via the PowerShell in there. Anyway, their features. Okay, so that leaves us back to our final score before Final Jeopardy. Michael with 4,300, Yoan and Curtis with 1,600, and Yoni and Chris with 5,600. We're going to go into Final Jeopardy after a commercial break. What was that? But the category will be...
Do you have a death wish?
The category will be Office.
He's like 10 feet away from me.
The Final Jeopardy category, as you make your wagers, is Office.
What a shock. The awesome if it was app compat.
Why? Michael doesn't know that one either. Okay, so...
Can we see the scores?
It's 55, right? 56. All right, let's go to some more commercials.
Hi, my name is Ethan, and I'm 8. Once Daddy said he's leaving Windows, I thought there would be no fun stuff to do. Then Daddy told me about App B. All I have to do is stay at App B's office. Then I have to customize the package before I ever sign for my computers. And I'm finished. The Office Component Kit was my idea.
All right. And my favorite all-time Microsoft commercial that has to do with Chris Jackson's line of work.
Hi, my name's Chris. My star thing is not working. Why?
That's your one.
Some people don't know how to program. I'm fixing XP mode?
Cookie, you're free. You should have a better Mac. Watch this. I should.
Okay. Ah, you fixed it!
I'm a PC.
Give him your 7.
All right. So let's have a look at your guys' wagers. Actually, no, let's not. Sorry, I'm not using the right Jeopardy host cadence here. Let's go into Final Jeopardy. We said the category was office. You've made your wagers, I hope. Wagers?
Mm-hmm. You have to write it down.
Secretly, 15, write it down. Mitch, you control that they're actually doing it. And the Final Jeopardy question.
Nothing in it for you to do that.
Or answer is?
Windows PE4. I need to buy the Windows PE4. I hear it will grant me three wishes, one of them being the return of the start button. Do you have it? Just kidding. Hey, is that you, Johan?
No. I just thought if I dress like him and watch his sessions, then maybe one day I can be like him.
You need to lower your expectations and maybe try to be like that Deployment Jeopardy host guy, but I forget his name.
You are right. I will set the bar low, and since I already have his physique, I just need to stick my finger in a light socket and kill a few brain cells to achieve that.
I really like your voice, and I almost like it as much as Chris Jackson likes to hear his. We should ask the Final Jeopardy questions so we can head down to the office booth and sit in those sweet emperor chairs.
True dat. Okay, here goes. This packaging and delivery. Technology introduced in Office 2010 used application virtualization to deliver trial and starter experiences of Office.
This packaging and delivery technology introduced in Office 2010 used application virtualization to deliver trial and starter experiences of Office. And you may not say app B. Just a little reminder of the scores. Okay, so we've got Johan and Curtis at the lowest position on the scoreboard, so I'm going to let you go first, then Michael, then Yoni, and Chris.
All right.
Go for it.
We have 1,500 on this one, and what is click to run?
What is click to run is correct. Let's see your other answers of Mike. You've written it down, so you can't lie to me. 100 and question mark. That is wrong.
We had such confidence.
But you gave it to us, right?
No.
That's they right. You have the 100 points.
Okay, so now Chris Jackson and Yoni Kirsch. What is click to run in
and
your wager? All of it. 5,600. Wow. That is correct. What is click to run? And stay tuned because the saga will continue. A little foreshadowing of future Office releases. So that puts our scoreboard at the winners and champions of Deployment Jeopardy, Yoni Kirsch and Chris Jackson. Despite all of their whining and antics, they still won.
Not that. Hey, I didn't whine.
Oh, don't worry. Next time you'll forget that I ever won.
Michael Niehaus. A respectable score of 4,200. Johan and Curtis with 3,200.
Can you say respectable score of 3,200?
It was above zero. So we've got one more commercial that explains a little bit of what this is.
Yeah.
All right. And with with that, we're going to conclude Jeopardy. Thank you, everybody. Always a pleasure. A few final slides. We have some related content this week. I will put up the feedback tag. Please give us your feedback. Let me know how we all did on this show. Thank you, everybody, for coming, and have a good rest of the week. Here's our tag. Right there.